Alyssa Lam. Okay, she was a Canadian student. Okay, she went to British Columbia University. And of course, that hotel room. She died in a hotel room. Well, not room, but a hotel that's actually kind of famous for serial killers and other deaths, which I kind of think is ties into areas where psychological operations happen. Now, to keep this lady's story short, this lady checked into this hotel, was actually kicked out of her room and transferred to another room because of some sort of dispute with the person she was sharing the room with. But anyhow, this person, this young girl, Alyssa Lam, was seen by one security camera in the elevator where she was looking around, like running away from someone, scared, pressing buttons for the elevator to close so she can get the hell out of there. The elevator would not close. And she's looking around the corner to see if there's anybody there. And you find that in this camera feed that she's talking to herself. Now, her lips are actually pixelated, which, we're going to go into the cover up here. Her lips were pixelated, and it showed her with hand gestures and everything that she's talking to someone. Now, on camera, there's nobody there but her. Yet, she is there, pretty much going out of her mind, and it's all chalked up to mental illness, okay? This young lady was found dead in the water tank on top of the building because the other customers there were complaining about the taste and smell of the water. She was found dead up there. Now, this young lady was trying to get away from someone. She was targeted for the simple fact of the evidence of, well, targeted individuals don't have any control over their environment. When it's connected with technology, you're done for, usually. You're not technically inclined, you're done for. So every documentary I've watched, oh, they point out mental illness because she's in this elevator and she's talking to herself and running away from someone who isn't there. But no one can ever explain why the elevator door doesn't close for 4 minutes. Okay.
I have heard about this case. I've heard about this case, and the key element here is the fact that something was obstructing the elevator door. Something was obstructing it. Okay, I mean it's obvious, and she was going through a full conversation while her eyes were fixated on something that wouldn't let the elevator close.
Well, you'd have to watch the footage. That's probably the story you heard back way when, but the video evidence says otherwise. The door actually goes to shut for a split second and comes back. Now, if there were an obstruction, the elevator wouldn't close at all. She had to leave the elevator, okay? And once she did leave it, it closed. So that there's nobody there to unjar it. In other words, There was no back and forth on Jarrett itself. So that means that there was somebody in control of the elevator. I think that's pretty obvious. But what I'm getting to here is the fact that you have silent assassinations, okay? You have these programs which are designed for remote killings. I mean, what's better than having a CIA assassin going killing somebody? Oh, well, having a tech sitting at a computer desk and pressing a button. that's much easier. Right? You would think. So, and just to correlate with my past, and I've told everybody about the building, the apartments that I used to live in back in California, where all the residents cleared out. It was very small, 8-building apartments. The residency cleared out one by one. I was the second last to go. Why were people clearing out? Everyone started hearing voices. Voice the skull. Everyone cleared out one by one, one by one. So we know that this property was targeted. This property was being held in reserve for somebody else or something. I don't exactly know. I do know that the so-called property manager was taking rent money and pocketing it because the apartment building itself was not supposed to be rented, supposed to be vacated. Nobody knew that. I had to find that out later on, my investigation. But anyhow, you have this hotel, Cecil Hotel, which I will state again, is famous for some famous incidences. Black Dahlia, I believe, disappeared from there. There were, again, a few serial killers. There is lots of history with this building. And so you have these safe houses, right? Could be possibly a safe house where they have to monitor and keep certain people away, or what could be the reason for this property being heavily psyoped by the feds, in your opinions?
Tyler, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, your head disappeared. You take this person, I'll go on.
It could have been a lot of things. It could have been an opportunity property that was going to be destroyed and rebuilt into something bigger, better. And they were trying to run people off. A lot of time they'll use those tactics to run folks off if they want to do something else with the building and they're afraid people will fight it or take them to court. Could have been one of those deals called an opportunity zone. They're called opportunity zones. And, you know, could have been that.
Okay, yeah. I definitely agree with that. And, yeah, they even named, get this, they named a tuberculosis test called Lam Elisa. It's her name in reverse. For this particular area. Because I don't know what happened. I don't know if people got sick or whatever from her body decomposing. Because she was in there for 2 weeks.
Oh, that'll make you sick. Tank. That'll make you sick. I've been around a lot of decomposed bodies, and I'll tell you, it's the worst smell in the world. I've carried a lot of decomposed bodies.
Yeah.
Or homicide.
So, and so I really want to stress the fact that people, again, want to just throw the story out, mental illness, because she was on medications. Oh, she stopped taking her medications. She went insane. She, you know, just because you stop taking your medication doesn't mean you develop schizophrenia. Bipolar, manic, doesn't mean anything, especially if you stop taking your medicine. You don't develop a new illness, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. She might have been talking to an apparition outside that was holding the button and had some physicality connection, was holding her, able to hold the button, had control of the button. Because when you push the button on the outside of the elevator, the door stays open.
Now, okay, so you want to go paranormal with this one.
Yes.
Which, it could be possible. Like I said, lots of weird deaths happen.
Yeah, yeah.
At that hotel.
Because I've seen lots of apparitions. They're real. And sometimes they can manipulate physical objects, and many times they can't. They just float. Calls for Kyler. Who wants to talk to Kyler?
Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. Go ahead. Let's put a first caller up. Go ahead, caller. Oh, okay. I thought we had... okay. So, guys, if you got disconnected there, whatever, phone number is 800-313-9443. And, yeah, Kyler, I just wanted to get your opinion on that one, because that was very strange. And if people want to research on that, I would definitely like your opinion as well.
Yeah.
We can't let a mystery like that just go by. You know, a young lady lost her life, and a lot of people didn't want to be liable for what happened, because the water tanks were supposed to be closed.
Yeah.
The access to the roof, well, there was not supposed to be any access to the roof. So
yeah.
These hotel owners, I'm pretty sure, lied their butts off to get out of being sued for wrongful death. Sure.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I do believe in the apparition theory hypothesis. Because I've seen a lot of apparitions that could move things, objects, and some who couldn't. So I'm big on the apparition thing. Big, big, big on the apparition hypothesis.
Oh, well, and also it was found that there was a minute cut out of the audio, the audio and video. An entire minute.
Huh.
So that with the pixelation over her lips, that... to me, spells either someone from the management, security, maybe, or some deeper up, somebody else. Either way, there are little things like this that happen. People need to be aware of it.
Who's on the phone? Mike from Kentucky?
Mike. Yeah, go ahead, Mike. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, I'm not 100% sure the whole topic you're discussing, but I was in passing, I heard you talking about the healthcare industry and schizophrenia. This is something I've researched because of a few friends that, and I think we're ridiculously medicalized by $500 billion syndicalism. I don't know if you've studied any materials from Citizens Commission on Human Rights. It's not just Scientologists that are in that, but I asked a psychiatrist, a practicing prescriber a number of years ago, probably over a decade ago. I said, have you ever checked, you know, any of your patients for toxoplasmosis or gluten intolerance? And they just immediately acted insulted and said, what do I look like, a gastroenterologist? So a lot of these prescribers don't look for any other underlying health conditions. They just prescribe pills, and that's the way the industry wants it. Now, in the year 2001, right before September 11th that summer, there was two separate studies that looked at hospitalized, out-of-their-gourd, whacked-out, you know, schizophrenic, padded-room straitjacket material here. They did 6 weeks, two different studies, 6 weeks of deoxycycline and fish oil was one study. And then the other study did 6 weeks of high-dose vitamin B and tetracycline. They're both the same class of antibiotics. And they also looked at the lifestyle of those people before they were hospitalized, and a huge percentage of them were cat owners. Something like a huge percentage. I can't remember the statistic, if it's something like 70% or it's a real high percentage, maybe not 70%. But immigrants that come into this country from other temperate countries like Brazil, tropical countries, 70% of them come into this country with toxoplasmosis. Toxoplasmosis can be latent and shows the same symptoms as schizophrenia. So the drug industry has no incentive to look for that.
Well,
do they?
Isn't that something that just makes us like cats more?
in California, it was so prominent they were urging people to scoop their kitty poop because it was showing up in the fish and the salmon. It showed up in the manatee in Florida.
Absolutely.
That's
definitely something to look at as well. There are all kinds of actual germs and bacteria, microbes that do weird things. There are a fungus. I know there's a fungus that takes over the brain of an ant. If this ant eats it, it will slowly zombify and freeze into place and then turn into a fungus. Ants carry actually lots of
bread madness too.
Mind control microbes, but that stuff does exist.
There's a bread madness, I think, that was first recognized in Ireland or Scotland from contaminated rye, and it mimics mental illness. It's a fungus, like you say, parasitic fungus. But it all has to do with brain inflammation, vitamin B, a lack of good nutrition for the building blocks for the nervous system. And that's why, high-dose vitamin B and an antibiotic in the case of schizophrenia that is actually latent toxoplasmosis. That's why it works. It reverses the damage. It allows the nervous system to calm down, the brain inflammation to go away. You regrow your dendrites. If you add the omega fatty acids and some other nutritionals, that could cost billions of dollars to these drug syndicates. You just apply the same thing to the COVID-19. That's why the Federal Trade Commission is shutting down Dr. Ng and Dr. Brownstein's blogs, talking about all their 20 years of experience dealing with just the regular old seasonal flu and how it was working with the COVID patients that they were seeing. Boom, they get shut down. A clinic outside of Chicago giving free high-dose intravenous vitamin C to first responders regularly being exposed to COVID-19 and a high viral load. Boom, FBI comes in, shuts them down, stops them from doing that. You don't have any science to back up what you're doing. Yes, they do. Doesn't matter. The news media ran with it and convinces everybody with 62,000 repetitions, and it makes it the truth. We're in wherever you're at in the economy, you're either in Brave New World or 1984. It's just getting stupid. And Biden and them is just probably going to make things 10 times worse.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I just heard in passing what you were talking about there, and I thought I'd chime in. So thanks for taking the call there.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
See ya.
Yes, thank you. Now, that is very interesting. Thank you for that call. Now, that really gets to me, though. That really gets to me. Vitamin C and these other things that usually are not an issue, but now it's being treated like you got a pound of heroin or something. Well, who says? Oh, God, that makes me mad. Okay, your clinic, you're giving out vitamin C. Big whoop. Do they have to say it's for COVID-19? Can they just say it's for general health? Would they have been shut down then? Ooh. Who says we cannot medicate ourselves? Self-medication should be a right. The government can not tell us that something that they come up with cures cancer, but anything else that anybody else comes up with is BS. I'm sick of that. Sick of that.
Yeah, me too.
Kyler, I don't know if you know about this place, but I want to raise $5,000, $6,000, something like that, and get you down to Mexico. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
That's where the politicians go, since treatment is illegal in the U.S.
Yeah.
Reagan went down to California and got treatment. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They can afford it. It's amazing that they have to charge so much for all these different things.
That's got to infuriate you.
Oh, it does. It does. It would even infuriate me more if it was Mary was sick and needed to go down there. I would probably do anything to get that money. Probably go rob somebody.
You said something last night, Kyla. You said something that really piqued my interest, okay?
Well, what was that?
The designing of these viruses and the way these labs are designing these viruses and turning this on. And basically what you said, if they can turn it on, why can't they turn it off? Mm-hmm. Why can't we make the viruses eat each other and we don't have no more viruses?
Well, we could do that, but they don't want to do that, and it takes a lot of funding to be able to get to that point. And somebody would try that. They would take their special forces in and kill them, have them killed, assassinated, have them eliminated immediately. Yeah.
I'm starting to understand all those people in the Capitol today. Y'all forgive me. Go ahead.
Yeah, guns were slinging, man, for the first time inside the halls. Inside the chambers, they had their guns drawn. They were squatted down behind the doors where the president normally comes out. They were waiting, man. They were thinking that they were going to burst in. All those Trumpers were going to burst in to the Senate floor. It was amazing, man. It's really amazing.
I think the funniest thing I saw today was, I don't know who the two senators were, but you know how that run you do when you're running so fast and you're falling and you're trying to run crawl?
Yeah.
They were run crawling across the Senate floor.
I think the funniest thing was the guy with the devil's horns and the hairy chest sitting behind the speaker's chair.
Yeah.
They infiltrated the press room. That's funny.
Wow. Hey guys, our government should be scared. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines. I do believe we have Scotty, and let's get him on here before Kyler has to go.
Yeah, Scotty, how you doing?
Hey, everybody. Over 9,000. Is that for hosts? You have over 9,000 hosts?
A lot of hosts, but not that many.
What happened to Rob?
Rob is no longer with the show.
Is he okay, though?
I believe so.
He was having issues. You know, we were actually making jokes months ago. It was like Midnight Express, but it's no joke. It's been week after week, gets worse and worse. All of a sudden, he disappeared. So did Eilish. I didn't know. Because I heard your show with that Will Turbitt fella. Boy, I really liked that. What that was like this week, right? That was the beginning. That was last week.
It was during the holidays. We had reruns on, but
that was a rerun. I never heard of him. I never knew you with him.
All the time.
What?
And give other people opportunity to become media host. I train host. That's what I do.
Well, I understand, and you were doing pretty good. You were having a good time. In fact, I didn't know Billy was so funny. I was cracking up when he was reading that thing the other night. He's not a good reader, but he is definitely a good writer.
let me apologize. Let me apologize on that. I was trying to bring up the edited version, but the numbers are larger, and I'm 70 years old, and it was a non-edited version. It was very small, and it's hard to read when you got your nose on the iPhone. But I apologize. I do better.
Well, that's okay. That doesn't matter. I've heard your other things, but it's the writing that's good. It's really quality writing. In fact, it could actually be sort of like a cartoon or some sort. In fact, that last night you played some Bill Gates thing as a sewer thing, doing sewage cleanup in Africa. I never had heard that one. That was an amazing video. That actually made Bill Gates come off as a hero almost. But if you really analyzed it, remember when he was talking about the smell? That was the giveaway. Nobody cares about the smell that's involved in government or agencies or building. Or the only person involved that's going to worry about smell is the family, the wife, the kids. Did you notice it really sounded like he was like Mr. Wonderful, but if you actually pick it apart, like the caller did afterwards, you don't need that. They do it other places. You don't need anybody that can come. And not for nothing, there's a lot of energy that can be taken out of what is really sewage, which is really grease. Soap is grease. Anything that floats is really grease. And that stuff is recyclable. They take that stuff out, because I'm a sewer and drain expert. And they take that has many purposes, to reuse that nasty, smelly gunk to make power. But now there's all medical stuff, all pharmaceuticals in the water. People flush that stuff, it gets in the water. So the when the water goes down to get processed down, wherever it gets processed, you know, at the bottom of the city somewhere, it doesn't remove stuff like fluoride or the pharmaceuticals are still in there. In fact, it's really hard to get fluoride out of water. Even distilling water does not remove the fluoride. I don't even trust some of these water filters that claim that they remove it. Really not easily removed. Now, so there are ways to do stuff in this stuff, but that whatever you played, I didn't get to see it. It was a video, obviously. That could be made into a mockery viral video. You have to have some production quality. In fact, that's what, when I first reached out to you, I wanted to help you make productions. Did you get the email I sent you last night after the show?
I will have to check them today.
So that's a no.
That means no.
You did not get the email last night after the show. You have to check them. No. That's no. That's okay. I mentioned a few other things in there. Anyway, I had a lot of questions because you're really
about once a week.
Well, I have a lot of targeted individual people that I know through Facebook, some of them that I know, that really needed help right about when Rob split and went to Turkey or wherever he got stuck. And, man, I've been reading some horrible stories about targeted, because I'm in groups, you know, with targeted. And it's just every day there's just so much horrible stuff going out there. I never pieced that together with that, you were talking about that video where the girl was in the tank for 2 weeks. I thought it was actually months she was in there before they found it. But I had seen that. She, that is a weird thing. But I didn't know that was associated with a targeted individual. I thought that was just the horribleness in the world that's kept hidden.
See, correct.
So I didn't even, I remember seeing that. And I remember her hiding, and I remember she was trying to, she was scared the elevator door didn't close. But, yeah, there's a lot going on that we can't perceive.
Hey, V,
we got to break. We'll be right back, guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mr. Know-it-all, I will not compromise. I will not be told what to do. I shall not step aside.
Have such wonderful, wonderful shows. I can't believe so many people we've reached. It's amazing. Bill, you were trying to get something out for
I got about three things to tell you that's really interesting. Number one, we had an incident with Puck tonight. First, I'm going to have to... Anyway, I'm going to have to tell you about that first so you'll understand the rest of it. Ted and I had a problem with our iPhones tonight and everything because somehow all of his stuff got on my iPhone and all my stuff got on his iPhone. Okay? And when it was all said and done, it was Puck. She had hacked both of us, okay? And she does this quite often. And this is for Evie. Puck has figured out that she is a targeted individual. She's figured this out. But the interesting note is whenever she's targeted at treatment centers or whatever, she will target the targeter. And it invariably happens. There's no exception.
That's what the show's all about.
I mean, that's what she they started jumping her at the San Marcos Treatment Center, right? And everything, getting in her case and all this kind of stuff. She says getting in her business. So somehow she got into their system and put 47 porn sites on their server for the treatment center. I mean, she's beautiful, but she really thinks she's targeted. And she's really interested in it and everything because I explained to her what, you know, when people focus on you and they're trying to make you think things that are not true and stuff like that. And she bought into it. And when Puck buys into something, she uses it. You know, it's like, what are they doing? Well, they get in there and they try to gaslight you. And I had to explain to her what gaslighting was and everything. And she goes, hey, that's cool. And that tells me she understands it and she's going to put it back here and use it later. Now, the other thing I wanted to tell you. When I was yelling at my dog, of course, I was doing that conversation on the line and everything, but I was yelling at my dog. I was out on the porch today, and this dog was making this little howling sound, and something like, it was a whistle go, something like that, you know? And it went over and over and over again. Now, she just, Betsy just moved in with me, and she is Puck's dog. She gave the dog to me. So she was raised by my Chihuahua, that she thinks is her mama. And she's going through a grieving period right now. And she's walking all over the backyard going like that. And all of a sudden I heard the same sound coming from a distant bush. Okay. Now what this dog was doing was mocking the birds. She was mocking the birds. You know? And she also marks police sirens and anything else that she hears. Anything else that she hears, you know? Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm sober. I'm not making this up.
I've heard about dogs being able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really weird. And when we were talking, I was waiting to come on and say something, and she's back there chirping like a bird. And Betsy. And I said, I'm talking to Betsy, you know. And like, what's she doing? Well, she's still upset about it. And mumble jumble. You know, but anyway. And Puck is really getting into targeted individuals, and she's very deep. And I think that she and others like her might be a hope for targeted individuals. You know, you want to beat them? You want to beat them? Well, here's how you beat them. You turn everything around, you shove it back at them, and good luck. She told me, well, one time, Ted and I, and I'll let this go after this, Ted and I were communicating. He was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was down here. And we were talking about something, and all of a sudden, on my phone, from Ted's phone, said, "I'll always love you," just like that. And I said, "That was nice. What did you write that for?" He goes, "What?" And I sent him a screenshot, okay. And then all of a sudden, he got a cryptic message from my phone. Now, neither one of us are sending these messages, all right. And finally, I got on there. I said, "Who is this?" And it came back, tricky Puck, and she signed off. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly the point of the show. Let people understand that just because you're targeted doesn't mean you can't target right back. That is the whole point of everything that I do. I really hope people can be inspired by that and do their own psychological operations. I mean, fighting back against the system, you don't need the courtroom, okay? You need your own special talent that they don't like and it's not beneficial to them.
Well, they try to use these. I'm working right now, on this case in Utah. Now, I can't go into it because it's still up in the air. But a technique that I always use on these people is when we fight the CPS, and they always have these files on you. You know, like they know everything, and you're just defenseless and all this kind of stuff. Well, I always have my team research the caseworker. And then when we show up at the so-called safety meeting and they're shoving, well, we got this in the file, we got that in the file, everything, I'll just shove a file across the table. And they'll open it up and I've got their name, their husband's name, their children, where they go to school, who their husband had an affair with last month, you know, everything right there. And I got this deer in the headlight look every time. And they always show me, you're stalking me. No, I'm not stalking you. I'm just playing by the rules you set.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what you got to expect. Do unto others as they do unto you. So, yeah, it's game on, always. And I don't want to forget the caller. Scott, are you still on the line?
Yep.
Yeah, sorry, Kyler had to go. He's got some grandkids for the holiday season here visiting. So, anyhow... did you have any more questions or comments for us? Anything else you want to discuss?
Well, actually a couple of things, yeah. One, I'm hearing a lot of talk about chats. I actually put some of this in the email last night. I don't really have to cover that because I sent you the email. But one thing is you should promote your documentaries or movies, whatever, every show, maybe even several times for a show. In fact, maybe you should make a little production where you have it's actually a little, you know, something that can play, that's an ad. Right? You do that, right?
Yeah, well...
Do you do things like that? Because that's what I have a lot of ideas. If you want to make things... Yeah. I'll tell you what to do to make viral stuff. I have some gifts and some things that I can't do.
We've got a project coming up here very soon, and we're going to basically give the option for people to watch it. We're going to reach millions. I'm telling you, millions of people.
All right, well, I'm trying to give you a few ideas, not just that one. Can I continue? I wanted to give you a couple of suggestions. One was to advertise your documentaries every show. In fact, you can have other hosts on other shows on RBN also advertise them for you. That's why if you had a little clip, you could share it with them. And I noticed a lot of you guests are networking with each other. Wonderful. You need to do that more. That helps because a lot of times people are covering stuff on their show that you're covering and both of them combined add up to something where you don't know what Johnny Delirious is doing and other people. Anyway, getting together with other hosts is great. Like, for instance, I don't know what happened with John Statmiller today at the thing. I was busy all day doing other stuff, and then I couldn't listen to RBN today. But anyway, one, you could advertise your documentaries. Two, in the description for the shows, why not put the links? Like, for instance, last night's show should have that link for... Bill Gates, or whatever you played tonight, you played something, in the link with the description, because there's so many shows each day, and they get additive over the years. I didn't even know about that other Will Turbert. How long ago was he your guest, a host with you? He sounds very interesting. I don't want to...
Quite a while, my friend.
Him. What?
It's been quite a while, my friend. Well, the thing about the promotion of my documentaries... We did the Petri dish test on Facebook, despite the heavy censorship. We got over 100,000
exponentially,
which is fine.
Each minute.
We got over 100,000 views, and we actually monitored all the comments. Lots of comments, nothing negative. So that means we really touched people. We really reached people. So now there is a much larger project underway. I can't give any details on, where I'm going to be able to reach millions and millions of people around the world with my documentary.
The TV show that I spoke about in the email you were discussing that months ago, I think that was actually pre-COVID, wasn't it? But you were talking about having a TV show all up and running by January. I remember hearing that. It was so long that Rob was disappeared. We were expecting him to be back in a week, month after. It really turned into Midnight Express. I'm really deeply concerned. In fact, there's a lot of people that I'm trying to network with to help. Like, for instance, the information in your documentaries, a lot of people I study with and don't know that stuff, and they need it. Like one guy in particular, he keeps talking about targeted individuals. He doesn't know what's going on with targeted individuals. You have put out some good work. We need to spread it more. I'm trying to help you, you know? I yes. see things that others don't.
Listen, we have a big, huge project. We're going to reach lots of people. If you want to help us with that, I mean, once again, we can staff up, volunteer up. We can get some ideas going.
And you can yes. train me as a host. I'll give you my skills. You give me some of yours. There's a lot. I've been trying to reach out to you for a long time, but then all these distractions. Started with the cop getting killing that guy, and then this into that. Each day it's a new distraction. But today really did it. You see, the deal is, just to change subject, the deal is this is the first time ever that the media, the ones that everybody believes, weapons of mass destruction and they're killing, the same mass media that people believe, they finally blew it. It's still going to take time before it reaches out to the stupid ones, but this is what's unprecedented. The media never blew it for themselves like they did this time. It's going to take some time for people to realize, but this is unprecedented what's going on, and behind the scenes there's a lot going on too. But I don't want to get off subject. I just wanted to mention that one brief thing. You can go back to whatever you were talking about.
Well, you know, if you want to be a host, all you got to do is give me a call here in the studio. We'll talk and we'll set things up.
Well, I've been trying to reach out. It's hard to communicate through Facebook. It's hard to communicate live on the show. And then we're also busy. Maybe this email I sent you'll answer. But I haven't opened up a door. Even with Rob, I wasn't able to communicate. I really have some targeted individuals and even some good people to have on the show. Do you know who Hartford Van Dyke is?
No, but I'm not a snoot. I'll talk to anybody. My studio number is 202-657-5715. Anybody wants to talk to me personally, anybody on my staff, you call straight to the studio. And well, if we don't pick up, leave a message, and then we get right back to you.
Yeah, I have to stop calling that again. For a while, I thought I was calling Poland, so I stopped. I didn't know what that...
No, it's actually a Washington, D.C. DOIT number, Skype. So... it shouldn't cost you anything to call.
Yeah. Well, I've been also busy, and welcome. So have you. But I really could use some of your expertise as far as some of the high-end, like, for instance, saving Facebook. Facebook's going to be gone. I'd like to save content and so some of the groups I'm in, same thing. And I don't know if I'm doing that stuff. I'd like to network you with some of the other people. So you could. Anyway, I've been trying to network with you since I found you. I actually found you through Kyla. There was talk of you.
Yes,
Kyle.
We
I never
are
heard
going
your show
to have
you were
index-
on later.
Well, we're going to have an indexing project as well because Facebook is going down, and we are going to have people together, and I'm going to have a server amongst other media that's coming up that's going to act as a conglomerate, the first mega conglomerate of Truther Media. So, we're going to be coming back hard with some left, right, lefts.
I've been following you for a while, brother. I'm not always calling in, but I do try to listen regularly, although you are on late. Sometimes, I just can't just pass out pretty much. Right, while I'm listening.
Well, I put the
with
call
your
up.
Hours, you don't get to hear some of the other shows. But there's a lot of amazing content on this station. Do you listen?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you
I know. I'm
like
the best.
You avoided it. Can you name anyone that you like that some of the show? There's really, I could just, Johnny Delirious, Mike Romero. There's so many good people.
Jesse before me is pretty good. I like Jeremy. Jeremy. I don't know why I call him Jesse. Jesse's good.
He just appeared out of nowhere. He was good the first show I heard him.
He's still with the network.
Well, that's when he came right when Steve Allen left. In fact, that's what's in the email. Steve Allen, is that the right name, Steve Allen? Is that the right guy that was on before you?
Right, Allen.
He had some woman, I think she was an attorney, or maybe she was not quite an attorney, but in the legal profession. She was reviewing lawsuits that arose because of harm and injury from COVID and the lockdown and this and that. And she reviewed over 1,000 cases that were dismissed, and they were all dismissed because they didn't start off with, COVID is fake, you prove this is real, and, you know, this is this, and all the cases, over 1,000, were dismissed because they claimed, because of the COVID, we can do this. So, and I never heard who that was. He disappeared off the air, I still haven't reached him, and then I started listening to Jeremy, and then I found all these other great shows, and I never got back to who that woman is, because I want to find out, but apparently then nobody even knows what happened to Steve Allen. So I don't know. That's why.
Hey,
can't do everything.
It's not Steve Allen. It's Frank Allen, and you can find him at targetmassachusetts.org. He's still around.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought I had the name wrong. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Mike.
That's me.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, that's
yes. Subject, right? Steve Allen was one of the hosts of the Tonight Show.
Yeah, I listened to a couple of shows by him. I had liked his content. And he deals with targeted individuals, and I, as I said earlier, I keep coming across targeted individuals, and I'm powerless to help them. So I try to suggest you.
Powerless.
But
just got to get everybody together, because we can't be targeted individuals if we are a group. So we need to get together. They need to understand they have a resource, a voice, this show, my media. They just need to reach out. They need to stop listening to other target individuals. I know there a lot of target individuals just, if they don't like you, well, you're part of the system, and they'll make up a story about you. And I'm getting so sick of that one. it's crazy. But and yes, just because some people get targeted does not mean they're not crazy. I do have
crazy guy is the one telling the truth when everybody believes the lie. It's the guy telling the truth that they all say you're crazy. That's what it's always been that way.
Well, it's...
it just reversed now. They used to say the earth is flat. Now it's the people saying the earth is flat that are crazy. But it used to be the other way around.
Well, it's something that is definitely being worked on, because we cannot be separated. We can't put up with it. We got to get together and keep moving forward. Something I'm doing, I'm creating a counter psyop to what's going on, because I have a friend who's basically, he's gone crazy to the point where psychiatric help is unavoidable. Institutionalized, because he's been driven so crazy. But I'm doing my best to rehabilitate. And once I get something down, I'm going to write a book on it. I'm going to make sure people understand and be able to utilize real psychological information, real psychological workings, not just institutionalized, standardized, antiquated crap that we have today.
250-year-old technology that they tell us is new. It's the same technology, only now it's digital. It's got lights and stuff. It's so funny.
Absolutely. Awareness. We'll get there. It's not going to be too hard. I will be in a position where I will not be censored. at least not very much anyhow. So getting out there and reaching people with my documentaries is definitely the plan. It's just got to wait for the right moment and for the setup to be finished. Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to knock some people's socks off. It's gonna make a lot of people question everything, especially since COVID-19 has come out. Question everything that the government's telling them. I think we might be able to spark a little schism. Get people that just, you know, if they want to divide, we need to go ahead and cut off those who are mind control slaves and regroup and take back what's ours. That's the only way.
Nobody knows what's theirs. Everybody's so confused and distracted and angry and confused. It's really hard to see through all these distractions. Even I'm struggling. I'm anxious to find out what happened today. There were three people from the station went down there. And clearly, it didn't go as planned. however, I think that things may have been going on behind the scenes that actually are good. We'll see. I haven't sorted it all out yet. It's been a busy day. But, yeah, I've been trying to network you for a lot of things, a lot of reasons, a lot of ways, and you're far away. So Eilish is also not a host now?
I'm just a phone call away, really. So.
Yeah, well, I'll start doing that more. I've been trying to improve my equipment. I'm ready to start making videos and doing some law stuff and doing some stuff. In fact, now is the time. Things are going to change rapidly. You have to put in writing, there's going to be new police coming in. Probably UN. If you have complaints about these old ones, it has to be a verifiable complaint. It has to be a sworn. It has to have who, what, where, when, how, dated, with a proper signature, with a jurat. But you make a proper complaint, these dirties are going to lose their immunities. Things are going to change. Now is the time to put in writing these complaints. They're going to lose their immunity. We're going to start taking their houses and their vehicles, and they're going to lose their kids' dental, and the things are about to change. You have to put in writing your complaints, okay? It will all add up in the end. These treasonous
positionists
that are dishonorable, you have to put in writing who, what, where, and when, and how they did, not why. Okay,
exactly.
I yield. It looks like music. That's
the end. Okay. Scotty, you're the man. That's what I'm talking about. And yes, I definitely agree. Guys, we don't have any more time for the show this evening, so that's it. Thank you, caller, for calling in. Thank you, everybody. And hey, I'm your host, V. Hey, guys, just remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So please educate yourselves.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.